Barney Hyo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Chips Jackson always tried to make a living the easiest and quickest way possible. At various times along the frontier, Chips had been involved in numerous mining deals and real estate ventures. He'd followed the boom camps with saloons and gambling halls, always on the lookout for an easy dollar. Now, Chips was temporarily down on his luck. He'd arrived in the small cattle town of Granville with a tent show which he was pleased to call the biggest carnival attraction on the frontier. It was afternoon, and on the big veranda in front of the general store, Chips Jackson was promoting business for opening night.
Biggest entertainment you've ever seen, gentlemen. Something new and different. Lots of free prizes for everyone who comes to the show.
Say, what kind of prizes you give them, fella?
A lot of junk, I'll bet.
Junk? My friend, let me show you one of the prizes to be given away this evening. There you are. Does that look like junk to you?
Say, nice looking pair of spurs.
Nice looking. Partner, those spurs are genuine silver worth at least $100.
Yeah, what's a fella have to do to win a prize like that?
Probably have to swallow a 6-foot sword or something.
You don't have to do anything. Just be there, that's all. Just be there. And everyone who comes to the carnival tonight gets a free chance.
Free?
Yes, sirree. You get a ticket with a number on it, and the person holding the lucky number wins this beautiful pair of genuine silver-mounted spurs.
Ah, I knew there was some catch to it. You gotta be lucky.
I ain't never won anything in my life, not without it cost me plenty.
Then you're in for a change, brother. Yes, sir. You never know when your luck's going to turn.
Oh, well, you gotta have it right.
Now, if you don't string along with Lady Luck, how are you going to expect her to smile on you? You've got to take a chance once in a while and to find out how your luck's running.
Oh, good luck, bad luck. It's a lot of talk. Ain't no such thing as luck.
What?
No.
Why, friend, I could tell you 1,000 stories about good luck and bad luck, too.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'll bet.
You mean like it's bad luck to break a mirror or walk under a ladder or good luck to find a four-leaf clover?
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. Why, gentlemen,
I've heard gamblers talk like that. Gamblers are all superstitious.
Just a moment, my friend.
You should have heard those men arguing about superstitions. Some of the old-timers really got going.
You think the carnival will draw a big crowd, Dan?
It seems that way, sir. Lots of people in town this afternoon.
I was wondering if you'd like to go.
Well, I know that most of it's a lot of hocus-pocus, but golly, it might be fun even so.
Well, me have to go to Granville, Dan. Maybe we go together, huh?
You might even win a prize, Dan.
After hearing all that talk about good luck and bad luck and superstitions, I wonder...
Perhaps Tonto would let you carry his talisman. Huh, Tonto?
Indians believe in good luck charm, Dan.
What? Oh, I knew that, but I didn't think you were superstitious.
Well, Tonto believe like Lone Ranger, Dan. Good people work hard, be honest, then have good luck. Bad people cheat, steal, not work, then have bad luck.
Oh.
When you stop to think about it, Dan, luck is just another name for success. What Tonto means is that a person has more chance to be successful through his own efforts, well, than to sit back and wait for Lady Luck.
Oh, that makes sense, all right. What about the talisman you have, Tonto?
Oh, let me show you. Here.
What? Boy, golly, that's beautiful. A miniature coat of arms carved out of bone. But look how yellow it is. Must be awfully old.
Oh, it's plenty old, Dan. No one know how old is Talisman of Taos.
Talisman of Taos, huh?
Taos, old Spanish village, Dan.
Talisman is almost a legendary thing, Dan. Some people believe it to be very old. Supposed to have originated when this part of the country was under Spanish rule.
Golly, but how did you get it, Tonto?
Well, Indian friend. Him mighty warrior. Him die 2-3 year ago. And him give talisman to Tonto.
Gee, think of the people who have carried this talisman. You suppose it brought them good luck?
Tonto not able to answer that, Dan. Come, we get ready to go to town, huh?
Sure. And you mean I can carry the talisman tonight at the carnival?
That's right. Here, Scout.
Here, Victor. Come on, boy. Maybe I'll win a prize after all, huh?
You go on in, Dan. Me take horses down to livery stable and get them good feed.
All right. I'll meet you inside, huh?
That's right. Come, Scout. Come,
Victor.
Ladies
and gentlemen, yeah. The biggest cattle attraction on the western frontier. Thrills and chills, all of it is for everybody. Step right up and get your lucky tickets there. Lots of prizes, lots of lucky numbers. Yes, sir. How many, young man?
One. My friend will be along later.
Here you are. Ticket number 74. Might be the lucky number, my boy. Might.
50 cents. Is that right?
Well, sure. Sure, that's just right, kid.
I didn't know. The way you were staring, I thought maybe...
Get along inside, kid. Don't hold up the crowd. Just move along.
Well, sure. All right.
Sam!
Yeah?
Sam, get over here and take care of this ticket box right away.
All right, come right up. Right this way, ladies and gentlemen. Make this happen.
Chips, I tell you, I seen it with my own eyes. The kid pulled a handful of change out of his pocket, and there it was, staring me right in the face.
Might have been mistaken, partner.
No, I tell you, it was a talisman. And I ought to know. Didn't I see Farrell Delaney show it 100 times?
Come on, let's go find that kid. I want to talk to him.
Attention, please, for the big event. We're going to give away absolutely free this beautiful pair of silver-mounted spurs to the person holding the lucky ticket. Now, here we go. Now, you, young lady, will you reach up into this hat and draw out a ticket, please? That's right. Now, here's the lucky number. Compared with the number on the ticket stub you received when you entered the ground. The number is...
Well, come on, what's the lucky number?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What is it?
The winning number is 74.
Oh, that's the number of my ticket. Right here, mister. Look, I have number 74.
Yeah, sure, kid. I remember when you came in. I paid special attention to the number on your ticket.
You did? Golly, did you think I was going to win?
I was practically certain of it, youngster. Come on this way. The big boss will give you the prize you won.
All right. Lead on.
So you're the kid that won the big prize, hmm?
Yes, sir. I guess I was lucky for once.
Yeah. You must carry a four-leaf clover for good luck, hmm?
No. No, I don't.
You must carry something for good luck.
Well,
I'll give you a dollar for that good luck piece, kid.
What good luck piece are you talking about?
It's in his left-hand pocket, Chips.
Hey, what...
Now, don't get scared, kid. I just want to buy the trinket you carry. I could use some good luck.
Now, listen.
I'll give you $100 for it, cash money.
$100?
Either that or I'll get it for nothing. Either way you like, see?
If you two touch
me, $100, hand it over.
I won't. You can't make me.
Oh, we can, huh?
Let go of me. Let me go.
Like a little wildcat. Help me, Chips. It's in his left-hand pocket.
I'll get it.
Oh, hold him, Barker.
Oh, hurry up. Kid's got a friend coming to the carnival. He said so.
You bet I have friends. And you won't be glad to meet him.
I got it.
There.
Look. It really is the talisman.
Sure it is. I told you so right along.
Come on. There's no telling how many friends this kid's got around here. Let's go.
You mean we're just going to up and pull out, leave everything?
Leave a lot of junk, you mean? Yes, sir. We're going to leave all this junk behind and get out and get everything. Come on.
What's wrong, Dan?
The talisman, sir. It was stolen from me.
Jackson fella who run carnival. Him take talisman from Dan.
He and another man named Barker. They tried to buy it from me. And when I refused to sell it, they took it away from me by force.
Tonto tried to find fellas, Kemosabe, but them leave town.
You mean this man Jackson just pulled out? Left everything he owned for the sake of getting away with the talisman?
And them leave plenty fast.
They must have seen the talisman and recognized it.
He offered me $100 for it.
When you refused to sell, he took it by force, huh? Come on, we're hitting the trail right now. Here, Silver. Come here, boy.
I'm Tonto plenty sorry. Good luck piece bring you trouble, Dan.
Golly, those men must think it's worth an awful lot.
Might get them in more trouble than it did you, Dan. Steady, fella. The talisman of Taos is supposed to bring good luck to whoever carries it. Steady, Silver.
All right, big boy. That's not right.
All I can say is that the man carrying it right now is going to need all the good luck he can find when I catch up with him. Let's go.
Get out of my
car. Come on, Silver.
Two men who had taken the talisman from young Dan Reed apparently vanished in the night. For days, the masked man, Tonto, and the boys searched for a clue that would put them on the trail of Chips Jackson and the man known as Barker. And then, nearly 100 miles to the south...
Chips Jackson, huh? I reckon we've hit it at Jasper all right, the lucky devil.
And what you hear about Jackson fella?
Well, last I heard, he was getting on a passenger train heading for Silver City. Him and a fella named Barker.
Oh. Them been here in town?
Never seen a lucky man in my life than Chips Jackson. You know what he did? Broke the bank at the Golden Eagle, that's what. Everybody in town is still talking about the lucky sneak that guy had.
Oh, Kemosabe. Me get word to Jackson fella in town.
What did you learn, Tonto?
Jackson and Barker fella been there gambling. Then win plenty money. Then take train to Silver City.
Silver City? Golly, that's nearly 200 miles from here.
200 miles isn't too far, Dan. Not when we're after a man like Jackson.
But they won't stay very long. By the time we get there, they'll be gone someplace else.
In that case, we'll go after them until we catch up with them.
Golly, sir. Do you suppose...
What, Dan?
Do you suppose that talisman really has mysterious powers of good luck? I mean, those men winning all that money...
I hope they think so, Dan. I hope they think their luck is invincible. That's the way I want Chips Jackson to feel when I catch up with him.
We ride horses to Silver City?
No, Tonto. We're going into town and make arrangements to catch the next westbound train.
Oh, and have the horses shipped in the stock car, huh?
Right, Dan. Before we leave, I'm sending a message to Sheriff Carson of Silver City, asking him to keep a close watch on Jackson until we get there. All right, let's go.
Get out, Victor!
Come on, Silver!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story, Chips Jackson was riding the crest of the wave. His luck had been nothing short of phenomenal, and Chips was crowding his luck to the limit.
Barker, we'll have this town flat broke inside of a week.
You sure been hitting them hard, Chips. Just be careful you don't trip up.
Trip up? Who's going to trip me up? Hmm?
Well, it don't pay to brag about good luck.
I'd like to know why not.
Maybe we ought to forget about that other thing, Chips.
Huh? What other? Oh, you mean the bank. I said we'd leave the town flat broke, didn't I? We'll get what we can from the gambling joints, and the rest will be in the bank, ready for us when we leave. There won't be a cent left in town.
Well, I don't know, Chips.
Hold it. Yeah? What do you want?
You're Mr. Jackson, ain't you?
Well, what if I am?
Well, I helped the telegraph operator down at the depot. He's at home sick.
Well?
Listen, Mr. Jackson. I can do you a big favor, see?
Chips Jackson don't need no favors, Shorty.
I got a message tonight.
For me?
It was about you, but it was addressed to the sheriff.
The sheriff?
That's what I said. I haven't delivered it to him yet.
Well, what's the message about? What's it got to do with me?
I figured you being a pretty well-off man, Mr. Jackson.
All right, you sort-off scavenger. Here.
$50.
Are you going to tell me what that message was,
or
do I have to...
Sure, sure. Here, brought you a copy of it. Figured it'd be worth more to you than to the sheriff.
What the... Advise you watch gambler known as Chips Jackson. Also a man named Barker. Will arrive soon.
Watch me? What? Hey, who's that message from, Chips?
Signed, the Lone Ranger.
What? That masked man. What's he after us for?
I don't rightly know. Here, Shorty.
Another 50.
That's to help you forget about this message, you understand?
You bet I understand, Mr. Jackson. Language you talk is easy to understand. Thanks a lot.
Now, you get busy and start packing up. Then go down to the livery and arrange for a couple of horses.
I knew our luck was too good to last.
Nothing wrong with our luck. Didn't that operator give us the message instead of taking it to the sheriff?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going down to the joint and give the boys one more lesson in how to play cards. Strictly no limit, see? Then, after the town's asleep, we crack the bank. See you later, Barker.
It was nearly daylight when the train rolled slowly into Silver City. Tonto and Dan Reed dismounted quickly from the forward coach and hurried to the rear of the train. A moment later, they joined the masked man and were busy unloading their horses from the stock car.
Ready? Come on, Silver. Let's not make any more noise than we have to.
Where we go, Kimasabi?
Just noticing how the town is lighted up, Tonto.
You'd think it'd be dark and deserted at this hour.
Come on, we'll investigate, said the big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get us out.
Sheriff's office.
Maybe something happened.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Tonto. Dan, stay with the horses, will you?
Yes.
He come.
Hey, there ain't no sense in us running around the dark, man. Might just as well wait until it's daylight before...
Holy mackerel!
Look out, Kimmelson! Oh! Good thing you shoot plenty fast before fella gets second shot.
Oh, my hand is paralyzed!
The man's wearing a deputy sheriff's badge, Tonto. What's the idea, mister?
What? I can't figure what you came back for.
Came back? What do you mean?
Well, you make your getaway with Jackson, and then you come back. I can't figure it out.
Hey, what a Jackson's bunch. Wearing a mask. Get him.
Hold it. I'll shoot the first man that moves. And he might not be as lucky as the deputy sheriff.
But I can't believe it. I had the drop on him and missed the first shot, and then he blasted the gun right out of my hand.
I'm here to see Sheriff Carson. You men think I'm an outlaw. Take me to the sheriff. He'll identify me.
Oh, he will, huh? I'll say so. If he ain't dead yet, he'll identify you all right.
Dead? What's happened?
As if you don't know.
You're acting like a bunch of fools. If I were involved in any crime here, I wouldn't be coming back, would I?
How do we know?
Where's Sheriff Carson?
Inside his office, waiting for the doc to get back.
All right. Come on, Tonto.
Here come.
Carson, what in the world has happened here?
Bank robbery. Chips Jackson. Barker. Maybe others.
Hey, you know this man, Sheriff? Who is he?
I know him. When he wants you to know who he is, I reckon he'll let you know.
Here, let me look at that wound, Sheriff.
Oh, no.
You're badly hurt, man.
Easy, masked man.
Steady. I figured Jackson might crowd his luck. That's why I sent you a message to watch him.
Huh? Well, I never got a message from you.
But it was sent yesterday afternoon. Deputy, go to the railroad station. Find out what happened to that telegram. Should have been here last night.
Yeah. You meet up with Jackson. Be careful. He's unholy fast with a six gun.
The farther I follow that crook, the more anxious I am to meet up with him, Sheriff.
I surprised him cleaning out the bank. I had the drop on him, but he plugged me before I could squeeze the trigger.
Lots of speed and lots of luck, huh? He's going to need them both. But how could you know it was Jackson? It must have been too dark to see.
It was. I couldn't make out who it was. But after they made their getaway, the deputy found this on the floor of the bank, right where Jackson dropped it.
Kimasabi, that talisman of Taos.
Yes, Tonto, it's a talisman, all right. Well, I'm going after Jackson, Sheriff, and I'm going to take this talisman with me.
You'll need all the luck you can find, Masked Man.
It isn't exactly what I had in mind. Come on, Tonto.
Hey, you get in there, you lying, conniving buzzard.
Now, look here. You take it easy.
He admits he got a message from you for the sheriff. Says Chips Jackson, give him $100 for it.
Well, it's almost daylight. Lock him up and come on.
Now I know, after seeing that message, how come you shot that gun out of my hand.
And you know why I'm in a hurry. Come on.
First sign of daylight, the masked man and Tonto, with Dan Reed and the deputy sheriff, were following the trail of Chip Jackson and Barker. They were scarcely more than a dozen miles out of town when the Indians suddenly signaled for a halt.
Look, dead horse alongside trail.
That's one of the pair we've been following, Tonto.
One horse keep going to north.
Over here, footprints of one man.
There he is, running up the slope.
Get him up,
one Silver.
Later, the riders had overtaken Chip Jackson's partner in crime, afoot and unarmed.
Don't shoot! I ain't even got a gun!
Is that your horse back on the trail?
It's Jackson's horse. The dirty double-crosser. His horse went lame.
No, your partner took your horse.
And my guns.
Naturally, he wouldn't risk a shot in the back from you, Barker.
If I ever meet up with that two-timing buzzard again...
You meet up with me first, feller.
Well, now see here, I ain't got a gun.
And you got this, feller, and now use him.
Hey, what's
you? You feller, take talisman away from boy. Boy not able to fight you. Tonto fight you.
Hey, get him off of
you
me.
You plenty big coward.
That's enough. I quit.
Not enough yet. Now.
Not enough.
Good work, Tonto. He deserved it.
Next time, feller, think twice before him pick on Dan.
You and Dan get him back to town. Turn him in at the sheriff's office. The deputy and I are going after Chips Jackson.
He's got an awful start on us.
You'll never have start enough to get away. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
The sun rose steadily in the sky, and by mid-morning, the desert foothills were in sight. Steadily, the two riders pushed on.
This horse of mine can't last much longer.
You want to drop out, it's all right.
I sure hope that buzzard don't make it to the border.
If he does, I'll keep going until I find him.
Well, his horse can't run no farther than ours, that's since...
Look out!
Hey, he's taking the cover up the rocks.
Get the cover quickly. Come on, Silver.
Ho, there, ho.
Dismount quickly. Take your rifle and keep firing at him. Make him take cover.
What are you thinking to do?
I'm going to get behind him if I can. Just don't let up with that rifle until you hear from me.
Good luck!
Swiftly, the masked man ran through the rocks and boulders that cluttered the deep slope. And before the surprised outlaw could gather what was happening, he heard a sharp, commanding voice behind him.
Drop that rifle and reach high.
Hey, what the...
Drop it, now!
All right, mister.
Your luck finally ran out, huh, Jackson?
My luck was invincible till I lost the talisman. After that, everything went wrong.
You don't expect me to believe those superstitious stories? about the good luck piece you carried, do you?
I tell you, if I hadn't lost the talisman, you'd have never gotten within 50 miles of me. My horse wouldn't have gone lame. Nothing ever went wrong while I had it.
Well, it's sure going wrong now, Chips. Because the masked man's got the talisman, not you.
That explains your good luck in catching me. That explains how you could sneak up from behind and get the drop on me. Yeah, that explains everything.
If you had the talisman, it'd be all right, huh?
If I had it, I'd go for my gun right now. Yes, even if you both got the drop on me. That dumb sheriff, he had the drop on me, and I beat him to the first shot.
You mean the good luck charm gave you more speed on the draw?
You never saw such speed in your life.
Good. Here. Here's a good luck piece you lost, mister. Pick it up.
It's the talisman. The talisman of Taos.
Why, you fool. You stupid fool. And you even put your gun back in the holster.
The deputy sheriff won't interfere. Outlaw. You've got the good luck piece. And you've got better than an even break.
What?
I'm letting you draw first whenever you're ready.
I reckon you've made your last mistake, Masked Man. Because right now...
Oh! Holy jump on Jupiter, you smashed both his arms.
The next time you decide to manhandle a youngster no bigger than Dan Reed, you two-bit outlaw, you'd better think twice.
Fix my arms up.
I'll take the talisman. Return it to the man who owns it. Here's your prisoner, deputy.
Something went wrong. I can't understand what happened.
Well, sure something went wrong, you back-shooting buzzard. You tried that two-gun act on the Lone Ranger and got both arms busted for your trouble. That's what happened.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.